Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Unmotivated Habits Podcast. I've got another solo episode for you today, and it's about a habit I'm trying to build upon once again as I found myself slipping recently. And it's actually part breaking a bad habit and part building a good habit. So let's talk about complaining. As you probably know, it's become the norm today to complain about just about everything. And here in America, it is probably our new favorite pastime. We can't fall victim to it. And as it turns out, it might actually be bad for our health. You hear these complaints constantly from friends and family, and it's taxing to even listen to it. You know, my job sucks. My coworkers suck. My boss is an asshole, or my wife or husband or partner is driving me crazy, et cetera, et cetera. And these people, are these people looking for a new job? Are they having in-depth conversations with their partner or maybe considering breaking up with them? Probably not. They just love to hear the whine of their own woe is me voices. And, you know, it gives them a little dopamine hit. It gives them the same little jolt of good feeling as a like on their Instagram photos. I apologize for, you know, the mini rant, but just listen to this excerpt from an entrepreneur.com article I read on the topic. It says, "Research shows that most people complain once a minute during a typical conversation. Complaining is tempting because it feels good, but like many other things that are enjoyable, such as smoking or eating a pound of bacon for breakfast, complaining isn't good for you. Your brain loves efficiency and doesn't like to work any harder than it has to. When you repeat a behavior such as complaining, your neurons branch out to each other to ease the flow of information." You know, building habit. That's what we talk about here. So this makes it much easier for your body to repeat that behavior in the future. So easy, in fact, that you might not even realize you're doing it. And then the article goes on to say, "Repeated complaining rewires your brain to make future complaining more likely. Over time, you find it's easier to be negative than to be positive, regardless of what's happening around you. Complaining becomes your default behavior, which changes how people perceive you. And here's the kicker: complaining damages the other areas of the brain as well. Research from Stanford University has shown that complaining shrinks the hippocampus, an area of the brain that's critical to problem solving and intelligent thought. Damage to the hippocampus is scary, especially when you consider that it's one of the primary areas of the brain destroyed by Alzheimer's. While it's not an exaggeration to say that complaining leads to brain damage, it doesn't stop there. When you complain, your body releases the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol shifts you into fight or flight mode, directing oxygen, blood, and energy away from everything but the systems that are essential to your immediate survival. One effect of cortisol, for example, is to raise your blood pressure and blood sugar so that you'll be prepared to escape or defend yourself. All the extra cortisol released by frequent complaining impairs your immune system and makes you more susceptible to high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. It even makes the brain more vulnerable to strokes." It's a good article. I suggest you go check it out. I'll leave a link to it in the description of this episode. And while I haven't dug into the scientific accuracy of that Stanford study, the piece I think we can all confirm is that bit about how we perceive people who are complainers. We all know them. It's not a good look, and they're often hard to be around. So what can we do to right the ship? That's the question. Well, we have to change the habit. And if you have a partner or friend that you typically vent to, I would ask them to point out when you're complaining. And trust me, they'll probably be thrilled to do so. And then when you're caught in a complaint, what you need to do is you need to come up with a solution for whatever it is you're complaining about. And if there's no solution, then you're not allowed to complain about it, period. Now, over time, this will shift you into a more positive solution-based thinking pattern. I know I've done this with my wife in the past, and it'll also help you to be more creative, because instead of mindlessly griping you'll begin to start problem solving. You'll literally become smarter, or at least not a total idiot. If you are a complainer, you need to try this solution-based technique. Just give it a try. If your partner's a complainer, send them this podcast with the suggestion that, hey, you know, maybe we should both try to do this. I'm not saying you're a complainer, I am, or, you know, don't just send it to them and tell them that they're the problem, even if they are. And I can tell you, having cultivated this mindset with my wife in the past, it's definitely worth it. Now, we're not perfect at it, but we do call each other out when, you know, it's becoming a pattern and we can see the other one going down a bad path, and we're pretty good about correcting it and being easy on each other. And it's nice to do that. And just like other podcasts where we've covered these habits, I guarantee you this one will have a massive impact over time. And, you know, people will like you more, which is always a good thing. So if you're into it, give it a try. Tell your friend or partner, hey, catch me in complaints. Tell me to stop. We'll find a solution. And it just gets you out of that habit of complaining about everything nonstop. So give it a try and let me know what you think.